the good, if not the beautiful. The Pro Football Hall of Fame opened its doors in Canton, Ohio, and inducted its first class. As Canton was the city where the NFL was founded, it was a logical place to enshrine and honor the greats of the game. If Rozelle acted as an impartial district attorney of sorts in his willingness to prosecute Hornung and Karras in April, his stewardship and statesmanship took a hit in November. On November 22, 1963, a day that shocked the nation, President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. It was a Friday, and although other sports leagues, including the American Football League, all canceled their scheduled games for the weekend, Rozelle made the ill-advised choice for the NFL to play on that Sunday. For all of the difficult issues to chew on, perhaps a foreshadowing of America's sports future when the games became ever more interwoven with the issues and politics of the day, pro football was at its best when its young men of strength, speed, and talent roamed the playing field. While the American Football League was fighting for its own existence, it was growing stronger by the season and offering better entertainment by sewing up fresher players. The AFL Championship game pitted the San Diego Chargers against the Boston Patriots. The game was no classic, but it served as part of the increasing body of evidence that the AFL was here to stay, and it showcased a